So we started this discussion of free electrons, and I looked at the free electrons in one dimension. And so we're considering electrons that are in a periodic box. There's no potential energy of the electrons in this box, and if they move out one side, they come back in on the other side. So the boundaries are such that the wave has to be periodic, but isn't forced to zero at any point. And the electrons only have kinetic energy. So the kinetic energy of the electrons is 1/2 mv squared, and we use the de Broglie relationship that the momentum is related to the k vector to write this as first p squared over 2m, and then as h bar squared k squared over 2m. So the relationship between the wave number k and the energy is h bar squared k squared over 2m, and that gives us a dispersion relationship that's a parabola like this, which is different than the dispersion relationships we got for sound or light. In both the cases for sound of light, at near k equals zero, they started out linear. And now it starts out quadratically. And then we calculated the density of states. How many wave-like states could I put in a one-dimensional system of length L? How many waves would match the periodic boundary conditions? And what turned out is that we got a density of states that's just constant in one dimension, and you get 2 over pi. This was the same answer we got for photons. And then I wrote the wave vector in terms of the energy basically just by inverting this parabolic form. I solved for k, and it gives me this relationship, and I was able to take dk to e and derive then the density of states in energy. And the density of states in energy has this divergence, the von Hove singularity, at zero energy, and then it goes like 1 over the square root of energy. So that's what the density of states looks like. And in this plot, what I've done is I've colored some of the states gray. So I've assumed that there are a certain number of electrons in the system. And these electrons, I can put 2 in the lowest k state and 2 in the next k state, 2 for spin. So 2 in the next k state, and I just start filling the states from starting with the lowest energy, and at one point I run out of electrons, and that's where the gray line stops. So I'm considering a system where there are a bunch of electrons in it. These states with the low energies are occupied, and the high energy states are empty. And to calculate the occupation of the